Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Wednesday, September 2nd. A few months ago, I was looking at my AI bills and thought, this is so dumb. Like, why am I paying so much to ask chatbot questions? Okay, let me add a bit of context here. Do any of you use the $20 a month tier for Anthropic, which is Claude, or like even ChatGPT? I used to do this, but I started running out of data very quickly. Or data is the wrong word, but usage. They call it usage. And so because I got frustrated, I decided to try out one of the Chinese alternatives. It's called DeepSeek. And I found that the quality was the same. It wrote code just as well. It answered questions just as clearly. But it cost 95% less. I had the same reaction that you probably just did. Chinese means cheap, right? We're trained to assume that means worse. But Chinese AI models now actually account for 61% of all AI usage worldwide. They match or beat American models on coding, math, and reasoning. They cost roughly a 20th of what OpenAI and Anthropic charge. And today, DeepSeek is reportedly closing a funding round that values the company at $74 billion. This is an unsponsored podcast. I am not trying to sell you on DeepSeek. I think what I just want to bring up here is that if you do use these cheaper models, you might start to ask yourself, how did they make it so cheap? And then also, where do they do with my data? Okay, let's get into this one. A token is just a chunk of text, roughly 3/4 of a word. So a million tokens is about 750,000 words, or a couple of thick novels. When you ask ChatGPT a question, OpenAI charges you based on how many tokens go in and how many come out. And if you use the $20 a month plan, they just give you an allotted amount of tokens, but you probably don't actually know how many tokens that is. And to be clear, this is why I switched out of those plans, because I was using up my tokens way too quickly. OpenAI charges roughly $2 for every million words you send in, and $14 for every million words it sends back. Anthropic is $3 in and $15 out. DeepSeek charges 28 cents for in and 42 cents for out. I'm not joking here. It's literally 1/20 of the price for, in my opinion, the same quality. Independent benchmarks now show DeepSeek and Qwen, which is Alibaba's AI, matching or beating the American models on coding, math, and reasoning. DeepSeek's model scored 97% on the standard math reasoning test. So to be clear, these are not budget alternatives anymore. They're actually competing at the top. So how did a company go from Hangzhou, China, that spent $6 million training its model, match competitors that spent hundreds of millions? This one's interesting. In October of 2022, the US banned exports of the most advanced AI chips to China, meaning NVIDIA could not sell its best GPUs to Chinese companies. The logic was very simple. No hardware, no AI. So Chinese labs responded by getting more efficient because they had to. DeepSeek trained its model on a few thousand slightly limited NVIDIA chips that they were still allowed to get. The training for this cost $5.6 million. American labs, just to put it into perspective, spent $200 to $500 million to train a single model. So to be clear, they were getting very similar results, but one was 1/50th of the cost. And how did that happen exactly? It's an architecture called mixture of experts. Instead of firing every part of the model for every question the way that GPT-5 does, DeepSeek only activates a small fraction, the parts that are actually relevant to what you asked. So imagine a hospital where every doctor in the building has to weigh in on every patient. DeepSeek has a reception desk route you to the right specialist. So it's probably the same answer, just 80% less work. And this is not a trick that they can match with a better cloud contract. It's actually baked into the design. The other half is that DeepSeek and Qwen release their models as open weights. So this means that anybody can download and run them. A compressed version sits on a single high-end graphics card. The electricity for it is less than a penny per million words. Don't need a subscription, no data going anywhere. It's actually quite convenient. So to be clear on this one, the sanctions that were meant to choke Chinese AI ended up producing the most efficient AI designs in the world. Okay, so anytime we talk about tech or AI or any of this stuff, we need to talk about data. And I think this is where the American models win. The privacy setups of these companies are not even close to equivalent. DeepSeek stores everything on servers in China. Every message you type, every file you upload, your email, your phone number, your IP address, all of this stuff. The policy even covers keystroke patterns, a behavioral signal that a VPN just cannot hide. Chinese law governs that data, which means Chinese law enforcement can compel access to it. When the app went viral in January 2025, the response was immediate. Italy actually banned DeepSeek within 3 days. More than a dozen European countries opened investigations. Governments from the US to Australia banned it from official devices. No consumer AI product has actually been banned by this many governments this quickly. But here's the thing, the American companies are not saints either. OpenAI trains its model on your ChatGPT conversations by default, unless you know to dig into the settings and turn it off, which most people never do. Your chats are always training the data, and OpenAI keeps them for up to 3 years. Anthropic's Claude is the outlier in the consumer's favor. It actually doesn't train on paid subscriber data. It deletes conversations after 30 days, and at $20 a month, it's the strongest consumer privacy deal in AI right now. But the most important distinction is between the app and the model. So if you use DeepSeek's app, or really any app that uses DeepSeek, your data gets sent to the company's servers in China. But the actual model, a DeepSeek model or any of these models that you use, you can actually download the open weight version and run it yourself on your own device. It's more complicated and you have to host it yourself, but if you do this, your data goes nowhere. So this is just a word of advice as you continue to use AI or as AI dominates our lives. If you run these models locally, you can protect your data. But if you use ChatGPT, Claude, DeepSeek, whatever it is, at some point, you're probably sending this data and you're training the models of these different companies. So let me go ahead and wrap this one up. A policy designed to contain Chinese AI backfired so completely that the company it was supposed to stop is now worth $74 billion, and its models power the majority of AI usage on the planet. But the privacy trade-off is the real one. It's also avoidable. If you trust yourself more than you trust any of these companies, you can run the open weight model locally and keep your data off every server. That was not possible 5 years ago, and it's trivially possible now. So for all my tech nerds, this is the pattern every time. Linux beat proprietary operating systems. PostgreSQL ate Oracle's lunch. In every infrastructure wave so far, open and cheap has just won. AI looks like it's following the same script, it's just faster. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.